Good morning, everybody. This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. I want to share with you guys something really, really cool today. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, welcome back. So I'm actually in the process right now of getting packed for the Traffic Secrets event, which is happening tomorrow. So I'm mostly done. I have to pack real quick, and then I'm heading in. I got probably 2 or 3 more hours of the office before the plane takes off. I got to finish a couple more sketches, get my slides put together. And then the party begins. So for those who are going to be there, I'm excited to hang out with you and share with you, basically 15 years of traffic stuff. And the cool thing about this, this presentation, this book, it's not like, let me teach you how to run Facebook ads. Because I honestly feel like there's a storm coming and things are shifting. And I'm trying to get us as a community prepared for when Zuckerberg decides he doesn't like us anymore. Because I guarantee you it's going to happen. I've seen it too many times over the years. What's been interesting is I've watched for 15 years, and why have we stuck around? Why have we been relevant versus all the other companies that have gone by the wayside during the ups and the downs of the network changes? And the reason is because of what I'm teaching at the event. How I view traffic, how we study it, how we focus on it, how we apply it, how we implement it is different. And so it's not going to be like, here's how to run Facebook ads, here's how to do interest targeting, here's how to do... It's going to be bigger. It's going to be understanding the psychology and the strategy behind traffic, I think it's going to be special. So that's what I'm pumped about. And for those who aren't at the event, you have to wait till next September to read the book. I'm so sorry. Oh, I have the book done by May 1st to have it to the publisher to be able to launch in September. So that's the process. So this is me testing my material, teaching it in front of a live studio audience before we go and actually create the whole thing. So it's going to be fun. Anywho, as I was packing this morning, some of you guys know, some of my wrestling friends, that that the Wrestling World Tournament has been happening this week, which is the equivalent of the Olympics in an off year, right? So the Olympics are every 4 years. So the other 3 years, they have a World Tournament. It's pretty much the same as Olympics. And it's a big deal. And it's coming on the backside of, and I want to share this just for contrast, but it's the backside of the Mayweather fight, not Mayweather, excuse me, the Conor McGregor fight that just happened, where he wrestled, where he fought against a wrestler who used to fight bears in Russia, and Mayweather obviously got jacked pretty quickly. And the only thing I'm just going to touch upon, because I actually enjoyed the fight. I enjoyed the antics afterwards. The Russian dude jumping into the stands and beating up everybody, and then the people in the stands jumping in. Like, not going to lie, I really enjoyed that. Had a fun time watching it over and over and over again. But it was interesting. You watch both those competitors, when all said and done, how they use their platform. And this is the moral of this episode that I want to share with you. How do they use their platform, right? Both of them use their platform, not in a positive way. pre-fight, post-fight, everything. It's just been like this chaos. And I don't know about you, but like it's dark and it's not, doesn't feel good. I mean, it's fun. So this is the internal struggle in Russell's head where I'm like, I love this drama. I love the fact that he jumped into the audience and started beating everybody up. Like, so much fun, right? But man, like, what a horrible, like, role model for our kids, for people that we care about, right? It's insane. So, that was what happened, you know, like a month ago or whatever it was. Now, I want to contrast that with something amazing that I saw this morning. So, Wrestling World Tournament was happening, and, last year, America came in the World Tournament, and we freaking crushed everyone, beat Russia, like, it was amazing. This year, and Russia's always like, it's Russia and America. That's the two best wrestling teams, right? And it came back. And Russia actually ended up winning the team title this year. It was close, though. It was really close. With some amazing, amazing matches. My man, Jordan Burroughs, who's like my wrestling hero right now, he won Olympics in London. He's won the world titles. And he was on track. If he would have won this world, I think he would have been tied for the most world championships ever in America history. He lost and took third, which was heartbreaking for me. But man, he used his platform for good. We got done. He talked about just a positive, just an amazing human, right? And then a couple other matches. This is just for the, some of you guys don't care about this, but for the wrestlers out there, like insane. David Taylor went in there and won his first world title. And Tech followed the guy in the finals. Tech following means you beat him by so many points, they stop the match because you beat him so bad. So he came in with a mission, just thrashed everyone. Kyle Date came in and went through the tournament and won his first world title. And not a single person scored on him. Not a single person scored on the entire tournament. Insane. Oh, and then Jaden Cox came. Anyway, it was amazing. Some really good tournaments. But what I want to talk about, because this is the one I want to share with you guys, and this is the point of today's podcast. So yesterday in the finals, there's a guy named Kyle Snyder. And Kyle, as an 18-year-old, won the world tournament, which is insane, like unheard of, right? Then the next year wins the Olympics. And then the next year wins the world title. And then last year wins the world title again. But to win the world title, he ends up going against this guy who, the guy is insane. Like, I could tell you the stories about this guy, but he wasn't supposed to win. I think the guy came down a weight class or something because he wanted to beat Snyder. And, like, the dude is probably the toughest human being on earth right now. And him and Snyder meet in the finals. And young kid Snyder, who's like a farm boy, goes and beats this Russian dude who, like, he should not have beat. Like, I don't know, it was just insane. And it was crazy. So that was our big thing last year, which was amazing, right? So this year, obviously the Russians, like, they just want to beat Snyder. Like, that's their whole goal in life. And so, like, it was kind of like, it reminded me a little bit of, like, of a Conor McGregor fight with, like, all the build-up and the talking and all that kind of stuff, you know, and Snyder's not really a trash talker, but man, the Russians were, and talking all this trash, so they're going to beat him. And then they get to the world title, and they're on different sides of the brackets, and they go together, and finally they meet in the finals, and it's like the most anticipated match ever, right? Everyone in the world is like, who cares about wrestling, is watching this match because they want to see Snyder versus this Russian dude. And they go out there, and finally yesterday it happened, and they go and start wrestling, and the Russian dude very, very quickly throws Snyder to his back and pins him. Like, match lasts, like, I don't know, maybe, you know, 30 seconds max. Not even that, I don't think. And me and America and all the wrestlers are watching. It's just, like, sick to our stomach. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, he lost. Like, oh. And so you're wondering, like, what's gonna happen? Like, what's going to transpire? And, you know, for the last 24 hours, I've been sick to my stomach for him, just knowing, like, what he's gone through, what he, you know, prepared for, all the stuff. It's just like, oh. And then this morning, I open Instagram, and the first thing I see is a big picture of Kyle Snyder doing a quick interview. And I'm going to actually play that interview for you. I'm going to have my brother splice it in here because I want you to hear what he said. And then after that, I'm going to come back and then comment on it.
Wins or losses don't define me. I mean, I love wrestling. It's a big part of my life, but I'm not defined by the sport, defined by my faith in Jesus. So that's what, I mean, no matter what happens to me on the mat, nothing really changes. Whether I win or whether I lose, there's not a big change in my life, the way that I view myself, the way that I view other people. So I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful for the gifts that I have and the opportunity to compete. God's given me the wins that I've had, the great wins that we've seen, and then God's also given me losses, and I'll take both of them. You know, whatever he wants to give, I'll learn from it, and that's the deal.
All right. Was that amazing? Like, he could have said so many things. He could have given excuses why he lost. He could have given excuses about why he got caught and thrown. What, he could have given excuses. He could have blamed people. He could have been angry. He could have, like, you know, trash talked. I mean, he could have done anything. He has this platform. He's in front of the entire world right now. And it's an opportunity to say something. And how does he use his platform? He uses it to praise God. He uses it to talk about what he's learning. He's using it as a platform to help other people to learn from their losses. So powerful. And so I'm sharing this with you guys for the main reason is because all of you have a platform, or you are building a platform. And when you have a platform, there becomes responsibility. Like, how are you going to use that? How are you going to help people? How are you going to, when you have the shot, when you're on stage and everyone in the world's listening to you and you've got this split second, how are you going to use your platform? When I think about that, Okay? Because look at what happened with Conor McGregor and the other dude, right? Like, how they use their platform super negatively. Like, I don't want my kids to see that. I'm going to watch it because I like the train wreck, right? But, man, they're not role models. That like, I don't want to be like them. I don't want my kids to be like them. I don't want things like that, right? And you get Kyle Snyder and, like, man, I want my kids to hear from someone like that. I want them to have him as their role model. Like, he used his platform to get his message out there, to help, to talk about God. Like, every time I've seen him on any interview, anything, in spots where he could be talking about himself, and talking about how great he is, or talking about whatever, he always uses it to talk about God, to glorify someone besides himself, to talk through those type of things. You know what I mean? And so when you watch that, like it's powerful. And so I just wanted to put it in your mind, because you guys are each going to have an opportunity and a shot where you're going to have your own platform. And the question is, how are you going to use that platform? You know, I hope that you guys have been watching, because I consciously think about this. I realize that I've been given a gift from God where I have a platform. I have a voice. I have people who listen to me. I have the ability to persuade and to talk and to share and to motivate and inspire and to lead people in directions. And I believe that with great power comes great responsibility, right? Thank you, Superman or Spider-Man. But it's true. Like, how are you guys using your platform? Like, I want to be someone that when I die someday, everyone says, man, he used his platform for good. Like, he was blessed with this amazing platform to be able to influence people, but man, he influenced them for good. He inspired people. He helped people to want to be better. He helped people to live to their full potential. He helped people to transform their lives. He helped people, you know, through charity and through, other things that to help other people. He inspired me to want to do that. You know, like that's the legacy I want to live. That's the platform that I want to create. And so, I just want you guys to be thoughtful of that, to consciously think about that as you're building your platform. Like, as your platform grows, how are you going to use it? Because I 100% believe, that if you have good intentions with your platform and if you're using it in the right way, you know, God, the universe, whatever you want to say, whatever you guys call it for yourselves, will bless you and will multiply that. Yeah, just make sure, because it's a sacred responsibility we're all given. And so make sure you use it. Look at what Kyle Snyder did in a time when he could have been negative and he could have complained and he could have had a million excuses, and rightfully so. I would have been the one on that platform, be like, oh, well, he caught me, and like, you know, like, it sucks, I'm going to take him out next time and he's going down and blah, 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 you know. But instead, he used it to glorify God and used it as a learning lesson for himself, and used it as a way to help transform other people's thoughts and minds. Because some people, me included, I'm like sick to my stomach and ready to go like fly to Russia and try to beat this guy if he wasn't so tough. You know what I mean? But instead of being like, yes, let's get revenge, it's like, hey, God gives me wins and God gives me losses. And I'm grateful for both because I learn from both. Like, that little message, like, how many people will that inspire? How does that shift your thought? Like, how does it shift my thoughts? Like, oh my gosh, like, there's times all the time when I fail. And I'm not typically thinking like, okay, God gave me this loss. Like, how am I going to learn from it, right? But that's how he looked at it. And he used his platform to share that with other people, because, man, now you look at, now I'm sharing this. We're going to get, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 people to download this podcast episode, listen to it. Like, that ripple effect of him in the moment using his platform for good, how many more people will that affect? Okay? So for you, it's the same thing. How are you using your platform? Use it for positive stuff. Don't use it for negative. If you do that, you will be blessed and you will be able to change and affect more people's lives. So there you go, guys. That's all I got. Appreciate you all. I got to hurry and get packed because I am already behind the clock. I just had to drop this with you guys and share it because I was excited. Thanks so much for everything. All of you guys, you should quit watching MMA, quit watching basketball, football, golf, NASCAR, and start watching wrestling. There's amazing stuff happening. Look at these role models. Finally, a sport with amazing role models. Anyway, I'll leave it there. There's good role models in every sport, but the best ones are in wrestling. So, all right, appreciate you guys. Have an amazing day. And those of you guys who will be at Phoenix, the Traffic Secrets event, I will see you soon. Oh, and if you got any value from this episode, please take a snapshot of it on your phone. Go post it on Facebook, Instagram, and tag me so I can see that you're listening. And do hashtag marketing secrets. And if you're using those other platforms, Twitter, Pinterest, all those other things, feel free to do there too. I don't know how it works on those ones, but I'm sure it's the same thing. I appreciate you guys letting people know about this podcast, and we'll talk soon. Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.